Hey there, this is Fish and Frank doing On the Water with Captain Tom Fisher. What's up out there, Fish? How's the weather?
Well, the weather's looking good. Looks like we're going to have a great day today. I'm actually sitting here waiting for the clients to and just put in the water. Wait to pick up.
Yeah, I was just checking the radar a minute ago, and looks like you got one rainstorm, but after that, it doesn't look like it's too bad.
Oh, the wind's not blowing very much at all. It's just dead calm here right now, and we're going to hit Pine Island Sound pretty hard today and do some stuff down here again.
Yeah, looks like you got a little bit of rain coming at you here in about a half an hour or so, and it's just kind of broken and scattered, though. It's not as heavy as what I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, the fish are already wet, so hopefully it won't change any of their bites, but, you know, Florida, you get the weather, as long as you don't have the lightning. Lightning, you need to move off, but besides that, you can usually get around it, and or it blows through, and it doesn't bother you for more than about 15 minutes. So
what's the game plan today?
The game plan today is we're going to go down here, and you know, you get the lower water in the morning here, so I'm going to try to hit some of the outside bars, oyster bars, and outside sandbars, and try to see if we can't pull anything off of those. And then once that tide starts pulling and coming in here a little bit later this afternoon, which I believe is at around 12 o'clock today down here.
I just went on fishandfranks.com. I'm going to look up and get Pine Island here for you. You got a low tide at 11:11. Sorry. And a high tide at 4:43, so it should be incoming after 11 o'clock.
Right, exactly. So we're going to do a couple hours out here on these bars and oyster bars and reefs, and then we're going to hit the we're going to follow that tide right on in and float in there and start hitting sand holes and the grass flats and backside islands where you got your potholes and deeper holes, and we're looking for a good day today.
Well, I think you're going to have a good day. We just wanted to check in and see what it was actually like out there. But you say the wind is pretty good and everything's looking pretty good at the moment, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful down here. I mean, it's a little bit overcast, but not very bad. And it's warmer than it has been, so that's a plus. And the tide, like I say, is going out, but you know, you hit the outside of bars where the tide pushes your fish. You hit your outside oyster bars, your outside reefs, and as soon as that tide turns and starts kicking back in, it'll come pretty hard, I believe, today. And we're just going to follow that tide right in on the flats and right into the sand holes and do some drifting and pulling and just bounce around from hole to hole like that. And you got to start with one fish, and then you get two, three fish, and you get four or five fish. And before you're done, then you've got a bunch of fish.
All right. Well, I guess I'll let you get back to, you know, getting prepped for your charter. You want to give your phone number, Tom?
Yeah, my phone number is area code 941-628-4687. That's my mobile phone, and it's always on me, and I usually get back to you if I don't answer it within about 30 minutes.
Yeah, if you're in the middle of catching fish, you're not going to answer the phone. So, anyway,
no.
That's always a good thing. Well, you have fun. Be safe out there. This is Fish and Frank with Captain Tom Fisher. A little bit of pre-on-the-water radio fishing this morning. So, good luck today, Tom, and we'll talk at you after a while.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.